folks, and welcome to each and every one this morning. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house, and I pray that you had a good week, and I hope that you're here to just praise God for his goodness and to seek him in your life and get directions for this week. And we know as we seek him, he will. So bless him, may God bless you as we worship together. And I want to share with you from Psalms 53 as we begin our worship service this morning. It reads like this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they that have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men, and he see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them had gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up the people as they eat bread, as they have not called upon God? They were they that great fear, where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him that encamped against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Let us rejoice and be glad that we serve a God as we read about. Amen.
For human worship this morning, we're going to use 191, sing the first and fourth verse, and Benny will have her prayer. Let's hold it.
Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, you who know all, see all, and cares for all, the mighty one, one who created this universe and brought man into existence, you have such a wonderful plan for mankind, and we thank you for that. And in our lives, you have blessed us, and you blessed us this past week. We're so grateful for that, dear God. Help us always to be grateful for your love, for your provisions, for your protection. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come together as a church family, we want to say thank you for all this. We want to ask, Heavenly Father, that you look into each and every life this morning. And Heavenly Father, that you might bring comfort to those who are in sorrow. That, Heavenly Father, you'll bring instructions to those who are needing help. That you'll help us, Heavenly Father, to see the things that you'd have us to do. That, Heavenly Father, we can enjoy the blessings that you have for us. So, Heavenly Father, now we pray for forgiveness. We pray for guidance, that we might be the people of God that you desire us to have, that we might be good examples for Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Now for communion hymn, we're going to have 237 singing the first and third verse.
Jesus.
Couple things to share with you here this morning. This afternoon at 3 o'clock over to Stomping Ground Christian Church, there will be the Majesty's Messengers. We'll be presenting a cantata, and so you're invited to come and go and enjoy that. Several of the people in the choir are there, and some of our people in Bible study are there and participating in that. So there will not be a Bible study again tonight, and I do have, I've printed off some questions here for chapter 15. Any of you that is in our Bible class wants to pick them up and fill them out, we'll kind of have a little fun with them next week, hopefully. And so help yourself to those. Let's see. I think that's all the way in the way of announcements. Anybody have announcements they need to share? Okay. Let's turn to our prayer list and the things that we're considering and mindful of that we should certainly be concerned about. And we have a number of our people still on our prayer list. I believe I asked, and it'll be all right for me, for you, if you'll take me off the prayer list, and it'll give us room for others. I'm doing right well, and praise the Lord. And so I'm real happy about that, and I'm so thankful for the prayers that helped me to get where I'm at. And so I'm looking to go right on. My brother Graham is in rehab now and not doing very well. And so I continue to ask you for prayers for him. We have Tammy Snyder. And I doodle, you called me when he was talking about that the other night. And I knew I should have knew her name because our daughter's Tammy. But her name's Tammy. That is Margin Lynn's daughter. She could not go back to Texas quite yet. She has to take a few more treatments of chemo before she can go out there and have her operation. So hopefully that'll take place now right soon. And so she's underway there. Vern's sister that we mentioned several times, and the Juanita Jones here that we have on our prayer list, she's had her operation and doing right well. So praise the Lord for that. And God is good. Hopefully the Margie comes. I haven't inquired for her, but I hope the things is going about the same. Okay, and praise the Lord. And they're still looking for miracles, and they, you know, they still happen, and wonderful things happen. And so we just put things in God's hands, and he does wonderful things for us, doesn't he? And he and look around in our congregation today, and, you know, we have several people in our congregation that are needing something, that are going to have an operations and have had difficulties, or have Doodle's hip is kind of giving him some problem. We just pray that he'll be able to get that taken care of and get rid of that pain. And Ron's going to have some work on his, and Tina's back. See, Tina, you ain't been fighting with a shovel lately, have you? Okay. All right. Tina had a little bout with the shovel that almost cut her down, but she kept it going. Praise the Lord. And who else? And Pauline, we're so glad that you're able to be here and with us. We, I know you had a little spell. And gosh, it's just good to look out there and see you people doing so well. And knowing that God will bless you, and we just seek him and keep on seeking him, you know. Keep on asking and seeking and knocking, as we talked last week about. And he really comes across greatly for us, doesn't he? So thankful. So who else we got on here that we want to make? All the people here we're concerned about. And continue to keep them in your daily prayers. And we appreciate that very much. And continue to share with us. I keep saying, pick up the little cards that Donna's fixed back there for us to keep record of and so forth. And that will really help us. And that'll help us even to give us updates on those. Use them for updates, it's fine. That way will help us. And we appreciate that so much. And we can then keep our prayer list in order there. Thank you. For our service people, for the certainly for the caregivers, and continue to pray for the hospital staffs, the caregivers, and the you know, as I've said before, I mean, I've become more conscious of the people who care for us when we have infirmities, and we should be more concerned about them and pray. The hospital staffs and workers and the people that take care of people that can't care for themselves. Man, it takes special people to do that. And so we just pray that God will bless them in their labor and bless them for their labors. And so, again, I mention our service people, our country, our nation, our president, our leaders of our nation, and so forth. You just bless them. God bless them and direct them and help them to lead us into a moral and godly nation that we ought to be. So much to be thankful for, and God is so good. And just keep praying and pray for one another and pray for each and every one on our prayer list. Keep it before you. God is good. God has an ear turned here this morning. He's ready to listen to our needs as we come to our prayer sign.
For prayer hymn, we'll use number 240 and sing all three verses, and I'll have the prayer. That's all I'm saying.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
Everlasting arms.
Father in heaven, we thank thee for another opportunity to bring us together in your house on the Lord's Day. Come here and sing songs and hear thy word proclaimed. And be with each individual this morning as they open up hearts and receive the message of the hour. Be the ones on the prayer list, comfort and restore them back to their normal health. Begin thy will. Now go with us through the other exercises of service. Guide, guard, and direct us. Save us in the ends, our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
The invitation hymn be number 378.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you. You're funny. Okay, so back way back when, before there was a whole lot of radio, and my great uncles, they would work out in tobacco and raise the gardens, and didn't have radio on the tractors or any of their equipment. So what'd they do? They sang. And I've heard stories, you could hear them across the hills. And that's something that really sticks out. I don't hear that anymore. But I feel like I would be one of those people to do that. But all of my family stopped raising tobacco and doing the hard labor because they got older in age. And by the time I was old enough to do it, they had stopped. So when I do my hard labor in the house, cleaning up after the kiddos, that's when I do my singing. And it's generally when they're taking a nap, so that I can actually get something done. However, the song that I'm going to sing is one of my go-to favorites. And you can't really quietly hum this one. This is one I have to go outside if the children are sleeping, because I'd wake them up. And I'm pretty confident that everybody knows this song. So if you're feeling the spirit with you this morning, you feel like belting it out with me, you go right on ahead. It ain't going to bother me at all. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you, Kathleen and choir, for your participation in the music, and thank you, young lady, for that special. We certainly appreciate it very much. Appreciate the specials that you folks share with us. Wonderful, wonderful message in that. I don't know how many of you, as you're reading, and several of you are reading, I haven't checked back there on the bulletin board to see who's up to date on our Bible reading as we read together through the Bible this year, and hope you are doing that. If you're not, you can catch up and do that. I wonder how many of you, as you go along, if there's a special verse that catches your attention or grabs you in some way or another, if you write that down or if you stop and contemplate on that any at all. How many of you, when you were reading in the last week or so, came to this verse we're using this morning? And maybe it draw your attention. 32:27. It's mentioned twice in the scripture, and we'll share with some thoughts about that. A Sunday school teacher had been teaching her class about the omnipotence of God, how great God is. And she did that for a while. She had several sessions of it. And so she's going to test her students. And so she asked this one morning to the class, said, what is there that God can't do? And there was a pause there. Directly a little boy back there raised his hand. And she was a little bit appalled because she had worked so hard teaching that class at the actually, there's God was so powerful in all things, and he did all things. And she said, okay, Sammy, then what is it God can't do? And he said, God can't please everybody. And that's very true. We see that in the life of Jesus when he is on the earth here. But I don't want you to leave this morning with the fact that what God can't do, I want you to keep this verse in your mind and your spirit, what God can do. Jeremiah, I wish we had time to talk about Jeremiah in the book. Jeremiah is quite a character and plays a great part in the kingdom of God. And, but behold, I am the Lord. Behold, I'm the Lord, here he says, and the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for our God? I want you to notice here that question. That's not a question to God. That is a question not for God, but that is a question God asked himself. If you recall some time back, and you probably read when we began back in Genesis, and we read about Abraham. And God had told Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have a son, and they were old age, and they passed childbearing. And you know the story how that there was a little doubt there. And Abraham had a little bit of doubt. Sarah laughed about that. Going to have a son as old as we are and so forth. And God asked Abraham that same question. Is there anything too hard for me? Of course, we know the story. No, because a short while later, what happened? Sarah and Abraham and Sarah did have the son. And so that just proves to us that God is and all things can be come true, what God says. Is there anything too hard for him? No. And I think if we want to look at anything in the scripture and ask that question, is there anything too hard for God? That would be a good place to look. For here's people who's 90 years old, 100 years of age, and they are having a son. And that's an impossible thing in that day. It was not heard of. And in this day, but it wasn't too hard for God. So God asked not only Abraham, he asked Jeremiah here, is there anything too hard for me? And I think that's a question that we are asked. I think probably God, if he was speaking to you this morning, I hope he is through the word, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Well, when we think about what's taking place and what we deal with, it's a good question, isn't it? He's asking this question to Israel, really. But I believe it's a question that you and I need to consider. I believe that question really comes down to us today. And we must answer it as well. I think that, you know, this is a question that I believe that's in the hearts of many Christians today. Jeremiah here, as God repeats that question to him that he had asked Abraham. And I think it's coming down to us today, and we should consider it. And I would hope that maybe that when you read through there, that caught your eye. And maybe you complicated on that a while. It took a little while to think about it and so forth. And so Jeremiah already knew the answer to that. If you back up into verse 17, I believe it is, we see where he answered that even before God asked it. And here's what he says. Oh, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out thy arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Nothing too hard. Folks, we're living in tough times. Times are tough spiritually. Times are tough economically. Times are tough for the church. Times are tough for the family. Times are tough for individuals. And times are tough for our nation in this day we're living. Today, all around us, there's many problems. I don't want to hear, I don't want you to stand up and say it, but if I was to take my pad and come down there, I probably could get a problem from every one of you or more. Everybody's faced with problems, troubles, difficulties. All around the world. Think of the poverty that's taking place. Right here in America, look at the poverty. And won't go into that because, boy, we really would get the dander up on a lot of people when we think about that. But think about the poverty right here in the United States of America that we're faced with. The desperate needs of all walks of life, young, middle-aged alike, learned and unlearned, black, white, red, yellow, whoever it might be, all have problems, many problems. We're faced with false government. By the numbers of homes are breaking up, families are falling apart. And these problems has caused many people to forget about the God in which nothing is too hard for. And they are running after quick solutions to their difficulties. It might be a hard saying, maybe, but some people don't mind dining with the devil if that will temporarily solve their problem. That's what's happening today. That's what's happening today. Many people are willing to sell their life just to get what they want. just to get well, to just for a short while, hoping that it'll get better. It's natural to be fearful in many things that are taking place and facing difficulties. Many people have great fear, great problems, but believers must not be that way. If you and I are believers, which we claim to be, we must not allow the fear to chase us away from God or to take us away from God when we know that He is the one who can work all things for all people. He's the one that can make the impossible possible. Yet so many turn away and to worldly things for a solution. Let's admit it. Just admit it. It's obvious, isn't it? And you know, God's not happy when we walk around in fear. When we walk around in fear, He's not happy. You know why? Because it shows a lack of trust. And I really believe that's what's happening, not only in the nation, not only in the families, not only in the church. I believe because we're faced with so many problems and because of the fact that we have distrusted God. And we've looked at the government for solutions. We've looked at various places for solutions. And we should not fear. God's people should not fear. You do know the God. We do know the God who there's nothing too hard for, don't we? If we know the God who there's nothing too hard for, why then should we run around in fear and seek after something from someone that can't really help us? And that's what's taking place all over the nation. How many times have you heard the scripture say? How many times have you read where the angels has come to somebody and the very first word they say is what? Don't fear. Don't fear. How many times have you read in the New Testament era of Jesus and He says, don't fear. Don't fear. Hebrews 13, 5 or 6, 5 or 6, I didn't look that back up, but I know it's one or the other back there. And it says, the Lord is my helper and I will not be afraid. We can get testimonies from you people, many of you people out there. And I can give you testimonies. I won't take time to do that because people think that's boasting. But I'm just so happy that God works in people's lives as He does and works in my life as He does. But we know that God is our helper. And if He'll help me out of this, you don't think He'll help me out of that? If this is not too hard for Him, you think this is too hard for Him? Psalms 23 and 4 says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will, what? Fear no evil. Couldn't we just as well say, as we walk through life, knowing the God who there is nothing too hard for, shouldn't we say we walk through the valley of Shouldn't we say we walk through life with no fear? Why? Because that promise is there. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Listen, folks. God, the God of the Bible, the God who created all this we see, the Jehovah God, Jehovah Jireh, as Abraham called Him, and that Jehovah Jireh, you know what that stands for, don't you? We've talked about the names of God many times. He is our provider. Abraham said, Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham knew He was a provider. We need to recap that. He is the God of the impossible. We hear people talking, and yesterday I'm going to call on a to and fro up and down the road here, and talked to several people, and We talk about miracles and talking about this happening. And one lady says, I see this, and this was a vision, and that God was talking to me, and this and thus, you know. But we need to understand, we need to realize that God is the God of impossibilities. He says the God of all flesh. Hey, he can take any situation we have, any situation you are faced with, as it being, you know, impossible, and he can transform that into time of blessing in his glory, and for his glory. God just wants to bless you and do good for you. He gets great glory out of doing good for his people. For his people. When Abraham was asked to offer Isaac his son, he didn't waver a bit. Most of you, I hope all of you know the story very well. All he did was got the wood together, got his helpers, and off they went. I think the scripture says, if I remember, he got up early without any doubt. You know why? Because Abraham, you know, there had never been a resurrection before that day. But you remember whatever Abraham said? Abraham, what he said, we can fairly believe that he believed, even though there had never been such a thing as a resurrection, he believed that it wasn't too hard for his God to resurrect his son. That's what he told his servants. God said, you go and offer your son. But when Abraham left his servant down to the foot of the mountain, he said, you wait here, we'll be back. He knew whatever was going to take place, it would not be too hard for his God, our God. He knew, even if he was to slay his son, and there had never been a known resurrection, he believed it wouldn't be too hard for God to raise his son back up, and he would go back to his servants. Folks, there's people of all walks of life that are afflicted in so many ways. Through disease, through addictions, poverty, families falling apart, people just simply giving up on themselves. How many people have you run into lately that has just simply given up on themselves? I hope that none of what he's sitting here has given up on themselves. But it's very possible you have. We have them all over the world, all around us. Families falling apart, people giving up on themselves, all because they don't know the God who can do all things good. Simply because we don't know the God that nothing is too hard for him to bring together and make all things work together for them. He gave Jesus. You know, God loved us in such a way, he gave Jesus to bring all that about. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, if he's Lord of your life, you have to believe that God's going to work things out for your good. God didn't put you out here to bat you down or make you live in poverty and make you have bad days day after day. God wants good things for his people. And the problem we have is people just don't look at this good God for what he can do for us. Nothing too hard for me. Is there anything too hard for me, God asked. God is asking you that this morning. He's asking me. Whatever your situation is it too hard for our God? The God who created all that you see and all that's here? I wonder today, if we're failing to make known to people around us this God who can make the impossible possible. The only impossible thing in your life is that you're not giving God credit to do the possible. If you're suffering of anything in your life, I have to say, the Scripture teaches, we're just not giving God credit for what He can do. He can do all things for His people. Today, God is saying to every one of us here, God is saying to you and to me, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Ephesians 3:20 reads like this. Let me find it here. Listen to what it says. Now, for Him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's speaking of God. To Him that can work all things together for good to those who love Him. Paul puts it that way. There are people today who have serious problems accepting divine forgiveness. It's not hard to see that. Again, yesterday I stood and this lady looked at me and just spoke right to me face to face. And it all boiled down to the fact that she just could not accept the fact that God's divine forgiveness. That she within herself was trying to overcome all the things that she had and trying to forgive herself. When that will fail, my friend. Has failed, will fail, always will fail when people look at it that way. Divine forgiveness comes from Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son and our Savior. So people are very afflicted. I think I used that word afflicted, and we are afflicted with many things, but there are people, and you might be one of them. I hope not. But you may be. And if you are, I can encourage you this morning. You might be one who just thinks you're too bad or your life, and that's what I was talking with the lady yesterday. I said, you know, you're looking at yourself and you're saying you've got to get yourself back in shape, you've got to do this and this and this because you feel that you're too bad, that God won't accept you. Listen, folks, you're never too bad. There's not a person out here that is too bad. There's not a person in this community, in this state, in this nation that's too bad if they'll accept God's divine forgiveness. He'll forgive. Lives may be in shambles, and it may be that your sin in a person's life, they feel not worthy to come to the Lord. God is ready. I can say truly this morning that God is ready to forgive anybody that will come to Him. God is ready to help anybody that will come to Him. He's anxious for His people or for the people to come. He's ready to forgive and accept you into His family if you are not a part of that. God will forgive us. He will help us in our lives. And let me assure you that God is ready to receive you and to help you live the Christian life that He has in store for you. And you can live that under the power that He has and He has demonstrated. If you have trouble believing that God will forgive you, you know what you need to do? Just take your eyes off your sin and look to Jesus. You know, isn't that the biggest problem that you and I and everybody else have? We begin to look on ourselves and look at our wrongness and look at our failures. And next thing you know, we feel we're unworthy. And we feel that God won't accept us, when all we need to do is lay that at the foot of the cross and look to Jesus, the sacrificed one for the sins of mankind, and come to God. Let us pray together. Would you bow with me? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, just as Abraham and Jeremiah was asked this question, we were asked that this morning, is there anything too hard for me? You're asking that of us. So then, Heavenly Father, as we recognize there is nothing too hard for you, help us to realize and understand, if it's disease, you're the great physician. If it's poverty, the gold, the silver, the diamonds belong to you. If it's famine and drought, you're the God of rain and sunshine. You control that. You, Jehovah God, fed the children of Israel, and I know you can do it again. And dear God, you can save to the uttermost, even if only we will receive it. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you receive that today? Will you receive the God who there's nothing too hard for? It's possible, made possible for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand and sing the first verse of our hymn. The invitation is to you. I surrender all to Him I freely give. Love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all surrender. Thank you, folks, for being in the Lord's house this morning. I hope that being here, that you've been encouraged. I hope that the Word of God has strengthened you. If we will take that Word in, it'll strengthen us spiritually and physically. It'll help your life as we depend upon this One who can work all things for good for you. As we leave this morning, Robert, would you ask God's blessing upon us?
Our most holy Lord and Savior, we thank you, Lord, for being so great in our life. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come into thy house, to sing praises unto thy name, to hear thy word proclaimed. We ask thee, Holy God, to watch over us and protect us with thy great strong arm, Lord, to lead and guide us, Lord, to serve thee and to give you the glory in all things. And we ask thee, Father, to please bring us back here safely again next Sunday, that we might worship thee once again. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.